My name is Harish Sridhar. Today is the 3rd of June 2023, and the time here in Vienna is 6:15 a.m. This is the second session of an interview with Prachi Mehta, and this interview forms part of a series I'm doing looking at the intersection of science with conservation policy and conservation action in India. This interview is being conducted over Zoom, and Prachi is in Pune. Prachi, last time when we finished speaking, we briefly discussed your joining WII. We spoke about the interview, and you also mentioned, the project that you were selected for, and also that what you eventually did was a little different from the advertised project. The project was about looking mainly at forests and how forests respond to different felling regimes, but you brought in a focus on birds to that project. So I wanted to maybe start by asking you to talk a little bit about these years, your PhD years, because these were, to my understanding, the first years when you actually, did a large body of research on your own, first sort of exposure to doing field research independently. So what was that like? What are your memories of that time?
So thank you, Hari, for inviting me again on this platform. I really enjoy talking to you because I like the way you navigate the conversation and dig up, my most beautiful memories.
Thank
So
you.
starting with, yes, WIIO, I just fell in love when I came to know that, and so as I said last time that I appeared for the interview. And I it, that was it in the that time the interview was conducted in FRI, and looking at that, beautiful building and the architecture, I just said I have to come here, come whatever, whether I get in or not, because being from Mumbai, you are in a very different lifestyle, so of course I used to go for camps and all, but this is different. Like, that I fell in love with Dehradun, the mountains which I always wanted to have, and wherever I lived, I always used to dream that how it will be to have mountains just, in your backyard, kind of, you could see. So that was like my love at first sight with Dehradun. FRI, of course, to get into, FRI, giving the test and all. And then next day was where our interview, first day was the written test, and the classroom was full of people. I think a lot of them are WII, researchers only. Like they who would give the JRF exams. So they were all familiar with each other, and I was kind of okay, like, where? And I think, I don't, I think very one or two girls would be there. I don't think many girls took the exam. I don't remember seeing anybody. I remember hanging out with some five, six guys, some unknown guys, but like sort of, we said, ha, chalo, let's see. So I don't think there was any girl. And I gave the exam, and I just sat on the lawn of FRI, just taking in that imposing structure and just thinking how life would be and all. And seriously, not philosophically, but I was so excited being there. And then said, ki, now we have the interview. So next day, I stayed with that night, I stayed with I think Ravi Chalam. He was senior researcher. So he used to live outside Chandrabani campus. So then. Sorry, I'm sorry. Actually, no. That after the this thing, only next day was the interview. I stayed with Mundi. Correct. Leslie was there. I don't know. You may not know them. They are also very senior to me by the
Sorry,
time
who did
I.
you say, Prachi?
Leslie.
Wesley.
Leslie. There's the people who used to work with Dr. Rajit Kumar. Leslie Sundarraj. Yeah. So they were already on their way out. They were finishing their PhDs. And then I took the interview, and that time full of, the panel was Dr. Pabla and all these, big, big forest officers. I looked so small, I didn't know anything. I thought, because see, most of the other researchers were already from WII, so they knew each other. Like I could make out. They had this, like that kind of a, connections with each other. They could talk common. I was like one girl from Mumbai suddenly comes no head or tail to WII, Wildlife Institute, nothing. I sort of felt lost, but then immediately I met some of my grand seniors. Like, you must be knowing Shomita, Nima. You know, they were all there that time. They were also doing their PhDs. So they were extremely welcoming, Nita. And I saw Raghu Chundawat, you know, all these people. And I said, oh, this is so. And they were very friendly with me, you know. And they
So
said,
remind me,
okay.
sorry, Praji, remind me again which year this was?
This was 95, 95,
95.
96. And then I met.
And sorry, just one. Did you already know Ravi at that time?
No, so Ravi was in Mumbai, no? So he, since he's from Mumbai, I contacted him and I said, I want to come there and where do I stay? So he said, his wife was there. So she said, you know, you can stay with him. There are some two, three people staying there. So that's how I think I had contacted and I had gone to stay with him, Ravi, in his house. You know, he had a house in Shiva Enclave. So I went for this interview and I was. Then I started, and my supervisor was Mr. Savarkar, B.B. Savarkar, the ex-director of WII. And that time he was in the management faculty. He was a very nice person, and you know, he got me really interested in forestry and all that. So he and then I was attending classes with the MSc students because I would love. They said they allowed me also, you know. They said okay, you attend. So we were all like we were all the same age that time. I was with Appu's batch. You know Appu, na?
Yes.
Aparajita and also all of us were together. And I used to go for excursions with their class. So sort of I was an MSc tagging along with them, you know.
So Prachi, I'm just you're saying with Appu's batch. So I'm just want to check about the dates. Because their batch was I think 91 to 93, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I was not 93 can be, no, then. I think they were finishing, no? They were because Appu did her dissertation the same time when she went to Bori. I also started my work there. So was it 93?
That was probably in 93, first half of 93.
First half of 93.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I missing the date like this? 93 then.
Okay.
93. Are you sure? Because Appu and I, we worked in the same place together for 6 months. Like I joined and then she went to Bori Wildlife Sanctuary and I also started my work there.
Okay. Yeah, because they were 91 to 93. I know because the next batch, Madhu's batch, was 93 to 95.
Okay.
Yeah.
93 then. Okay. I don't know how I guess. Okay. So Appu and I went together to Bori Wildlife Sanctuary, the starting of our work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, you were talking about attending classes. This was.
Yeah. So they had some, you know, those dissertation things, and there's some one excursion also I had gone with them. Yeah. So that was good fun, and that was like I was there with them, and then my site was field site was in Satpura Park.
Sorry, say that again.
Satpura National Park.
Satpura
National Park is in Madhya Pradesh. So I went there, and I, as I said, no, I wanted to work on birds. So can you get me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes.
So I started working on birds, like looking at different practices. You know, like, because that area had very old, age-old silviculture practices management. And I think from 85, the green felling had stopped in India. So then, you know, I could get a lot of areas which were like 20 years back, they were felled, or say 80 years back, they were felled. So post felling and like recently felled 10 years, I could get as far as 10 years back, they were felled. Like the area, like felled in a sense, logged, right? So then I set up, you know, kind of a regime of gradient, you know, logging gradient, like 10 years. Then I had something like 20 years ago, then 50, and as long as 80 years back, there were some areas which were logged 80 years back, and then it was called as a preservation plot. You know, so then they just retained it like that. There was no felling in that area. So along this gradient, I looked at the bird diversity. The early colonizers, which guilds come, what is the vertical stratification, which communities, like underground community, understory community, then bark feeders, trunk feeders, canopy feeders. So these were my questions, you know, like looking at the strata of birds. And then they had very old plantations. So these forests are very famous for teak. So they're growing teak, pure teak plantations, some mixed teak plantations. So I looked at all these areas, and they had given me a Jeep that time. Okay, so I learned driving a Jeep. I learned driving a bike also. That was a miserable attempt. geared bike.
Okay.
So we had the local assistance from there, and I think those 2 years which I spent there in Bori Wildlife Sanctuary, there was no electricity there. And of course, being from Mumbai, I had never seen even load shedding. So what, there's not going to be any power.
Hmm.
But then, I loved it. I just got so into that life, of that forest being there. And we had a very small, simple one room I had, they had given me, where one vehicle was there. Then one boy also joined me to work on mammals. So where I was looking at birds, then they said, okay, we will use animals as bioindicators. So then they also took one guy, Rahul Srivastav, from Delhi. And he stayed for some time. Then after that, I think he left the project. Yeah, he didn't stay on for a long time. A year, and then he left. Then there was, then they got somebody to, so I was mostly, and Appu was there. She did her work on giant squirrel, and then she left. So that was for 3 4 months. Then she did her MSc dissertation, right? Then she left. So mostly I was by myself. There was another girl they sent, called Sonali Saha. She was to work on vegetation, like plants and all. So she stayed for some time, and after midway, after she also left. Then there was another socio-economist ke liye, they had called one another girl, Azra. Now Azra, I don't know, Azra
No.
Mufti, Jamal's wife. Okay, she is now in AMU. So she came towards the end of the project, and then she continued for some time in Melghat. When I shifted my site to Melghat.
Can you, what's her name? Can you just mention her name again?
Azra, Azra,
Azra. Okay.
Azra Musavi. Yeah.
Sorry, the surname?
Musavi,
Musar.
MUS, Musavi, V.
Okay.
So
So,
she was daughter of Dr. Musavi, who was the head of the department, wildlife department of AMU, Aligarh Muslim University.
Okay.
So she came as a economist. She wanted to study the people, villagers, the community. Yeah, so she stayed towards the end, came to Melghat, and for sorry, towards the end she came to Muri, and then she stayed for a year and a half to in Melghat also. And
So
then
was
she
all your
studied.
work at Bori?
No. So first 2 years I worked in Bori, and then I began to feel that I also need to see areas where there's currently the logging is going on. So this I'm getting post-logging areas. So I wanted to see, like, as soon as the felling is taking place, which are the colonizers, which come, like, how is the succession taking place? So I spoke with Savarkar Saab, and I said, okay, can we look for another area? So then he said, okay, Melghat Tiger Reserve is just across, and Melghat in the buffer area, there is still felling going on. Why don't you go there and look at your questions? So which I said, fine, that sounds good. So then, I went to Melghat Tiger Reserve. So yeah. So till then, so by then I was also presenting my work in the ARS, annual research seminar. So that earlier Mukherjee Saab was the director, Mukherjee. And all these forest officers who come there for a research seminar. So he introduced me to the Melghat Tiger Reserve director. He said, now you want to go there, you must meet him. So Mr. the director there, Mr. Prakash Khosle, on Melghat. And then when I went to Melghat, he was extremely helpful. He made sure that I get all the assistance and all that. And so yeah, so Bori days were very interesting, Hari. All prime forest, very undisturbed, and completely raw, no electricity, no roads. And somehow I really managed, and my parents used to send me letters in some post office 40 kilometers, and I used to go fetch it. They used to send me stack full of India Today and Frontline, those magazines. They knew I loved reading that. Mango cards my father used to send for me and for everybody, in that officers and all. So he said, so that was also like, they made sure that small pleasures I can still have. Then
So, sorry, Prachi, can I just ask you something? Can you Talk a little bit about the context of this work. You know, you mentioned a number of other people who came and worked with you on the project in the area. Was all of this being done under the umbrella of the same large project at WII?
Yes.
That's one thing.
Yes.
And the other thing I want to ask you is, you described your study design.
Yeah.
How did this come up? Was it based on things that you're reading, or who were you discussing ideas about how to go about this study with at WI?
Right, a good question. So yeah, mostly it came from my reading itself, you know. Like I had this beautiful library at WI and I would read up. And some of it, of course, I discussed with a lot with Shankar Raman. Shankar Raman was there that time, and when I was in Bori, we would communicate, you know. So he had also started similar work in Northeast, slash and burn, and looking at community bird communities, how they change with different regime of agriculture practices. So when he was looking at agriculture practices, I was looking at forestry practices. So I think community ecology work I was discussing with him. There was Nitin Rai. They were much senior to me. Nitin was much senior to me, but he was there for some time at WII. So in the initial days, I used to talk to him and Shankar Raman, and and a lot of it came from my own reading. So I know that I wanted to see whether we can get a chance to do fresh where the logging is going on. So pre and post logging I can do. So all this I got from some of the papers which I read in Indonesia, Malaysia, where logging practices were there. I developed my ideas from there.
And the context of the project, you said last time that this was a US FWS funded project, no?
Yes.
Okay. And so were there multiple components within this project, including, looking at felling, now the bird component that you were doing, and the socioeconomic stuff that you described, that Azra was doing. Were all this sort of under the umbrella of this larger US FWS funded project?
Yes, that was right. So
Okay.
I say about the bird component, as I told you, I developed it. But later, I think when they also realized it will be good to our supervisors to have somebody look at different aspects, like animals also, people also. And I think that's when they advertised for the post. So late, that is how these people joined me later for the work. Yeah, and but then midway, some of them left. That work did not get completed in totality. No.
Okay. And the last time we spoke, you mentioned that Dr. John Singh was also involved in some way. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so when I wanted to register for my PhD, I just went up to Dr. John Singh and I just requested him. He said, "But Ma, I am not a bird person, Ma. I am a mammals person. I don't know anything about birds." I said, I was so much in awe of Dr. John Singh those days. So I said, "No, sir, you just be there as my guide, and I'll do all the work. You just be there." I mean, because he's an excellent naturalist. So I was in awe of that, and I thought I will get to learn a lot of these field skills from him also. So then that's how I approached him, and then he agreed to take me as a guide. I think he doesn't have any bird students, the bird PhD. He mostly guided all mammals, the mammal people. So yeah, so he made an exception in my case, and then that's how I got Dr. Johnson involved. So he did visit us in Bori. He came to see our work, yeah, and in Melghat also he came when I was working there. So yeah.
Okay. Can you talk about, at what point you started thinking about these things in terms of conservation? When last time when you described the origins of your interest in wildlife and nature, it was mostly to do with observing animals, curiosity about nature.
Yes.
The PhD project itself is an applied question. You're looking at the effects of felling
Right.
and logging on the bird community. But for you
Right.
personally, at what point do you think you started thinking about this and, you know, getting interested in questions around conservation, and both in terms of your own research, but more generally for you personally, when did that become something of interest?
I think it's a very good question, Hari, because not many people would have asked me this question, and it also made me think, you know. And I really wanted to discuss this aspect because, as you very rightly said, you know, I was just a bird watcher, you know, and I still am at my heart. I still love to, still want to watch birds. I just want to chumma, just go for bird watching, take photographs. I'm still like that. But my focus on conservation began when I was in Bori, you know, when I started looking at the question started arising in my mind that, you know, once when you don't fell these trees and you protect, you know, the forest patches, that is how the communities change so drastically. Now, that was ecological part of it. But when I started discussing this with some of the senior officers of Madhya Pradesh, you know, that Dr. Suhas Kumar was also there. He's one of the very senior officers from Madhya Pradesh, PCCF level, and he was in WI at that time. Then B.S. Rathor, some of very good, finest officers from Madhya Pradesh were that time deputed in WI. Dr. Pavla was there. So they were sort of my mentors also, along with Mr. Savarkar. So I used to discuss with them this impact of forestry practices, and do we really need, you know, felling? And what are the costs involved in terms of biodiversity and all? So slowly I was going in that direction, just thinking, you know, what it means to have conservation-oriented work. But honestly speaking, till then, you know, I was very attracted to just looking at birds, studying birds or animals. Making into policy decisions and all really had not come to me. You know, this can, your work can result into good policies and which can really help conservation programs of a species, of a landscape. That those thoughts had not entered my mind. I was still that binocular yielding, when, you know, looking at birds, taking pictures, that just made my day, you know. When actually I started thinking about, so this, but what I told you, you know, like mentoring from senior forest officers, I had sort of started thinking about it, but I wouldn't read much about conservation questions or things like that. Then I met Jayan. It was much later in my life. When he started really talking about, you know, that this patch of land or this forest or this connectivity is very important for larger landscape. And I used to listen to him, you know, and then I would relate that, yeah, this makes sense. So that's how I started really getting into understanding conservation. And thinking that, you know, our work, whatever we do, research, the findings should help into conservation. Just making a publication is good by itself, but it should have some implication for conservation, is when I started realizing this later in my life. Till then, I was just another birder, bird watcher, or bird researcher, whatever you call.
So, later, meaning, was this post-PhD?
Yeah, post-PhD.
Okay. So, maybe you can... Is there anything else that you'd like to mention here in relation to your PhD?
Yeah, so then I went to I went to Melghat, and there I had very good support, and, you know, I used to be completely wild, you know. I used to like go by trucks, and Melghat is a very tough terrain to work in, actually. So I would be staying on the, you know, machans whole night. So my assistant, Kurko assistant, and my driver used to say, no, Didi, aisa mat karo, this is not safe. But I, so see what I'm trying to say by this, no, is that I was a very, a person who's just very fond of being in the forest, watching animals, you know, the curiosity part still played a long, had a long impact on my being in the forest, enjoying it also. Conservation Persona had not really entered my mind, you know. Like I used to find those big discussions very boring. It didn't make sense to me. I was always attracted by who's calling outside, which bird is there, what is going outside. So I was still like that. Then I did a lot of daredevil things, you know, when I was in Melgard. So the director, film director, came to ARS next time, and he complained to the Mr. Mukherjee. Mr. Mukherjee called me. He said, "Just come here." And he said, "Listen to what he says. He says that when Prachi is in the field, my BP is very high because she does all kind of you know, very risky things." I said, I just looked. So then Mukherjee Saab said that I'm very happy that our researchers are well trained. I like to get such feedbacks from the field director. He said, "I'm very happy that she's doing. Actually, she's into wild, you know, wildlife, and she's going out and all. That's how they will learn." Anyway, so this Sosre, then he's written a book, you know, and he's written a one chapter on me, you know, on his day. So that, but what he remembered of me those days.
So what's the person's name again?
His name is Prakash Thosre.
Thosre.
He was a PCCF in Maharashtra. Now he's retired. So,
okay.
Yeah. So if you want, I'll just share that excerpt, that book chapter with you, just for fun reading.
Sure. Yes.
Just yeah. So basically, after all this, then that's when I. So you know, very funny, Harigo. I don't believe in destiny and things like that. Okay. So strange that at least five people mentioned Jayam to me that time. One was Renny Borges. You know, then she saw I was so disappointed that I couldn't get into a project, and she said, you know, and I was like toying with the idea of giving IFS exam, so taking the IFS exam. So she said, you know, you should meet this smart officer called Jayant Kulkarni. He's from Mumbai. I said, okay, hoga koi, you know, I didn't pay attention. While I was in Melgard, Jayant had worked as an officer. So a lot of people knew him. But by the time when I went there, he had already gone from there. So many people told me about Jayant, you know, like, you know, humare ek saab the, wo Bombay se hi the. Maybe they connected me with him because I was also from Mumbai. So, you know, you should meet him. And one other. So his some of his juniors said, you know, this Jayant Kulkarni did this. So I used to keep hearing his name, and I said, ha, okay, kuch hoga koi. So at least, and even this, my friend, seniors in from WI used to tell me, you know, there was a nice officer. So it's so strange, you know, that I didn't know who this man was. And suddenly, Dr. John Singh called him one day. And I was in WI and said, you come, we are going for board. And at that time, Jayant had left the service. And he was working as an engineer back in Mumbai with his father. And his father was also an engineer. So they had a firm and he was working as an engineer. Then John Singh called him, and John Singh, Pratap Singh was Jayant's batchmate, and he was teaching us in WI. So I was calling him, I used to call him sir. John Singh. talk. And see, he doesn't talk much in the first when he doesn't know. I mean, he will talk. He's far more thoughtful than I am. Okay. So he started telling me some things which I had never thought about, you know, like forest and, you know, conservation and protection of. So he also talked also like a forest officer, but from his forest officer background. But because he had that passion for conservation, you know, so then I begin to listen to him, you know, which earlier I used to find very boring. But just because it was coming from him, I started paying more attention. And that's when I really started thinking about conservation. So I give credit to Jayant for introducing this thing in my mind very seriously. Till then, I was just a fun-loving researcher who just loved bird watching, you know. And like I was getting paid for it, whatever amount, but I just loved that. So, and feeling of being in the forest, that's what I still love. But conservation aspect, yeah, the seriousness came much later.
Which year did this trip happen to Rajaji?
96, 90, no, wait. And let me, I'm getting 97 February.
Okay.
And I was still studying that time.
You're still, this was the probably the middle of your PhD.
Yeah, and you know, then we decided that he said, okay, I'm going back to Mumbai and you give me a picture of yours. I tell my parents. So this is how we decided, okay. He said, okay, can I meet this man? My father was in Mumbai that time. So Jayant, I said, okay, he'll come. So my father was a member of National Sports Club of India, Worli, in Mumbai. The big, nice club. So he said, ask him to come and meet me there. So I said, okay, so how will I recognize him? So Jayant had this, you know, white hair even those days. I said, Papa, he has white hair. And then there was silence on the other. Perceptible. Okay, otherwise my father was very liberal, you know, but I sensed it that this guy is just in her 20s. Anyway, so jo bhi hai, I didn't realize that he had noted that. Then I think these two met, my father and Jayant met, and my father called me after meeting him. He said, I met the gentleman and it's called salt and pepper hair, not called white. I said okay. So then that's how we decided, and then 98 we got married in Mumbai. Yeah.
And when did you finish your PhD?
So I finished it in 2000,
2000. Okay.
and my time I was already expecting. I told you, you know, so I'd gone home for some time after finish submitting. You know, I'd gone. Yeah.
Okay. And at that point, Rati, were you already thinking about what next? What kind of work you wanted to do by the
Yeah.
time around the time when you finished your PhD?
Yeah, so I didn't know what to do. I just wanted to be in field, you know. Hari, I was very naive, very silly. In fact, one point our marriage sort of, you know, like Jayant said, no, if you, I said, look, I'm going to get married and I'm going to continue staying in the field only. If you want, you can come and meet me in Melghat. I thought of a village also. He was very horrified. He said, what are you talking about? He said, I don't want this long distance marriage and all. I said, no, nothing doing. I said, I cannot think of anything, any other life. I can't settle in a city. So he said, look, I need some time. And then he complained to Pratap Singh, and they all got angry with me, Shankar, and everything. What are you doing? Like, I said, no, I have to work. You know, I cannot. I just didn't know what. I just wanted a life in the forest. So they said, look, you, after your marriage, you have to go back, and then you think, both of you think what you have to do. But, you know, one married person staying in the field, and he was still working as an, he was working with Reliance then as an engineer. Then he switched job, and he, because he's a basically an engineer from IIT, you know, so he, chemical engineer. So he took up a job now, you know, that he was married. He wanted, you know, their parents said, no, better take a more, little more paying job, you know, kind of. So he went to Reliance. He was getting good pay, and I said, I'll stay there. But then things didn't go. I mean, he was little, everybody said, no, you have to come back. So I got back, and then that time, no, Mr. Mukherjee told us that there is an faculty positions are going to come up in WII. Why don't both of you apply, Jayant and you? So I told, like, both of us heard, and then we said, no, we don't want to do that. So we said we will do something like, you know, not in WII, kind of, you know. So we said, no, we'll move out of here. And then
Why was that, if you don't mind me asking?
so Jayant said, look, I am not very interested in becoming a faculty. He said, I could have, you know, but I said, no, I was more lured by the thought of still, you know, being in the field. I said, faculty banne mein phir mujhe wo desk job wagera, it's only the that much thought which put us off, you know. He said, no, we don't want to do it. And we just headed back to Mumbai, both of us. And by then, my PhD examination was there. And they actually got it done much earlier. I mean, faster for me, you know, because I submitted, and within 2 to 3 months, they conducted my viva because they knew I was already in an advanced stage pregnancy. So Dr. Rahmani was my guide. I mean, external examiner, sorry. So they agreed to hold it in Mumbai because I could not travel then, you know, already. So they did, and Dr. John Singh came to Mumbai University, and they conducted my viva there. And then yeah, so after that, then he to I told you, know, then this BNHS got that offer which he made to me, and I said no. And then by then, we met one naval officer from Pune, okay, and he said, look, both of you, why do I have a consultancy firm in Pune, would you like to join? Okay, my daughter was not born that time. So I was like, we were just negotiating, or we were just trying to find out where to do, what to do, kind of, you know. And Jayant has this had this engineering thing, which he was do job, and he used to go for shifts, like night shifts and days. And I said, what life is this here? For a few months I was in Mumbai, I got completely bored and very, you know, demoralized, you know. I said, I can't be staying at home doing nothing. And, you know, because of my pregnancy, there's limitations also, no? So then, sorry, I'm sorry, I'm mistaking. Huh? After my marriage, we shifted to Pune. Wait, huh? Let me just sort it out. Ah, no,
Sure.
correct. I was right. So this man, no, he offered us a job. He said, "Ki, I'm a naval officer, and I have a consultancy firm. Why don't you join us?" So we both just picked two bags, and we went to Pune. I one of books and one of clothes. Okay, and I stayed there. This was in the month of my pregnancy, and I also did a small assignment in the field, which I ran catching to ran on the station to catch the train. It was so horrible. And people were just looking, you know. So I told Jayant, ki, wherever you go, I'll come. I also want to come do field work. So then I got, and I one week I did field work in a very hot place in Maharashtra. When I got back, our parents like gave us ultimatum that you better come back now, Mumbai. It's enough now. You can't do work in this condition. So I actually traveled on rough road. in a sumo. I was sitting on a pillow. Everybody would look at me, So I said, like, Prachi, people are scolding me. They're not able to tell you something, then it's better you be more responsible. So then I went back to Mumbai. And within after my daughter was born, I came straight to Pune. And I was with a consultancy firm. I would also go, part time I would do some work. And then we decided, let's do something of our own. Because see, that consultancy firm, they had very commercial business in their mind, which was not suiting our temperament. Both of us, they said, "Ha, there's a dam going to come up. So what? The biodiversity goes up. That's fine." So we, like Jayant and I, would argue, no, this is not right." So one fine day we said, "No, we can't work with this kind of commercial interest people. Let's do something of our own." So we were so raw, Hari. We didn't have any idea of this entire world, what to do, nothing. But something that we wanted to do, something just close to our heart, was driving us. So we were not taking up any other job offers. We said we'll just set up a consultancy firm, and that's when we set up 2001. We set up Enviro
So, Prachi, I just
Search.
want to know, do you what is the name? Do you remember the name of this consulting firm?
Yeah, I'll tell his name, but let's not get him into this, right?
Okay.
Let's
Then
not.
I mean, it's fine. You don't have to
I
say
don't
it.
want to, because he, yeah, they are from Pune. Some people are different, right? So, and they still do this kind of consultancy, which, yeah. So I don't think we should take his name.
Okay,
Anyway,
sure.
it's DD and Associates. So DD Nayak and Associates. So then we set up our own firm. Partnership firm called Enviro Search, which is a partnership between Jayant and me. Okay, and I was just, whatever Jayant was doing, I used to just support him, because he was older than me, had more experience in all setting up all these. I didn't know anything, and by then my daughter was there, so I was very small, so I was just a little busy with her 6 months. And then we started getting traveling to Northeast and all, for the assignments. So in history, Jayant had a lot of friends, right? Officers. So you have to tell me when the time is up, Hari, because
No, you tell me till when you have time, Prachi. I mean, it's okay for me, but we can maybe, if it's okay with you, go on for another 10, 15 minutes and stop.
10 minutes?
Yeah, 10
Yeah,
minutes is
because
fine.
I tend to lose track of time. Everyone probably talking. So,
Sorry,
so
Prachi. So,
Jayant.
can you so before you say more about Enviro Search, was this based in Bombay,
No, Pune. Now, by then
Pune?
we had settled in Pune. We had got a place in Pune to stay, and so we decided to stay in Pune
And what was when you were setting it up? What was the idea? What did you want to do with this firm?
then. So we said ki we wanted to do things which we could manage. Like, we didn't want to compromise on our principles, because we saw working with these consultancy firm, it comes with a cost, So we were not happy when Jayant and I would like work, discuss, and feel very disappointed, okay, how they are doing this. So Jayant said, this is the best way to do about is that you have your own organization, and you do what you want to. So I just say, yes, I believed. I look up at him, whatever he says, because I know he's sensible, more sensible than I am. More so then I would just go ahead with him. So he decided that we'll set up a firm. He only designed the logo. He designed the name, Enviro Search. And then we started. So many of his friends were in ministry those days. So they started telling, because they knew Jayant very well, he has a very good reputation as a very honest, sincere person. So they said, "If Jayant is there, we don't have to worry." So some, assignments of evaluation, plantations, things like that, forestry practices, management practices. So they used to just give it. Those were such small amount consultancies. I can't tell you, Hari, even for those days, But we just took it up. So it was there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yes.
It was barely enough for one person to travel to, say, other areas, like wherever, you had to, in South, there were some, Northeast. I would just tag along, me, my child, and one girl we had kept, to Antara. her tickets also. So like this, we went to entire Northeast. We spent more money out of our pocket, whatever savings we had. But I said, I'm going to come. I'm not going to leave a stray behind. I was really a stupid, possessed mother, you know. But I took my daughter with me everywhere. So she tells me that I've got this madness because of the way you are, you know. So anyway, coming back to the point is that we went, and that's when I started seeing, you know, like how implementations are done of the policies, of the schemes, the government schemes, and what happens when you go for evaluation. So when Jayant was to be a very meticulous, honest person, you know, would look at each and every muster, how much plantations have been done, what has been achieved, what is the survival rate. That's when I started realizing, you know, that this is what one has to look for. So that was my, and listening to him talking to the people, okay, you know, you should not plant exotics, you should plant native plants. So there were many things, you know, there are many, you know, undercurrents which are going on when you work with the department schemes, you know that, right? I didn't know, I was very naive. And but Jen, because since he was in the department, he knew, you know. So this is how I started gaining more understanding of conservation.
So was it mostly so just to understand better what EnviroSearch was doing, was it mostly sort of external evaluation of forest department forestry activities? Was that the main focus?
That is how we started, and once we got a good, you know, sort of foothold, like you know, our reports we used to prepare and give it, and then ministry said Jayant's friends were great well wishers because they knew he's left the service, now he's married, and there's no source of income. So then they said, look, now this project is going to come. Why don't you apply there? So there was a big project came from UP forestry, Uttarakhand those days. I mean, UP those days, on two projects for them with Terry. So we bidded for that, bidded or we applied, not bidded, yeah, we applied, and we got those two projects in Himachal. So we were going all the way to Himalayas, you know, to work with my daughter, me. So this happened for at least till 2003-04, we continued, you know, like this. But I'll tell you, it was not paying so much, Hari, but at least we were staying together. I was getting to go out, you know, and while Jayant would do the evaluation, I would stay in the rest house with my daughter and, you know, just be there, you know, kind of. It
So,
was
what
quite.
were these projects about, the
That was
projects
one
run?
on, look, writing management plans for the three sanctuaries in Uttar Pradesh. And one was on NTFP, impact of NTFP extraction. Okay, so we had researchers by then. We had appointed researchers and we would go to see the work. So we had a one bedroom house that time, and then one room, no, sorry, two bedroom house at that time, and one room was in converted into office. And we had, my father-in-law had got us laptop, computer, desktops that day. So that's how we used to work, you know, from home. That was our office. So this was like 2003-04. But then Jayant discussed with some more people. His more of his IIT friends were in Pune by then. So then he said, ki, let's set up a society. You know? So I was completely unaware of all these procedural things. No, I don't know. And still, I'm very naive, you know, and raw. Sort of ignorant, I should say. I should say that, yeah. And he sort of took step, ki, now we should form a society. Like, firm is more commercial, and we should form a non-profit organization. So then we formed the Wildlife Research and Conservation Society in 2005. So 2000, by 2004, we started preparing, you know. Then we got a board of trustees and, you know, everything, all these formalities. So Jayant only did all, everything, you know. And then 2005, we formed this organization. And our
And what
mission
was the, sorry,
was.
okay,
Sorry,
no, Prachi, go ahead. I'll ask you after you finish.
sorry. Yeah, so the mission was to continue doing our work in the way we want to do it. Like, we don't want to take up assignments. We will write up our own grants and of projects that are close to our heart. And so, and also being non-profit, we had just kept everything just for our, you know, basic needs, you know, whatever we wanted, that's all. If we decided, we made it a point that it will be a non-profit, non-government, And we decided that nobody can give us money for anything, or we will not take money. I mean, those were our founding principles. And we said it aloud to each other that yes, we are going to be like this, and we will come whatever we will. Because we saw, what was going on when we did this partnership firm, how people were, how commercial interest people would, it was not making us happy. So then this is how WRCS was born.
So just to make sure that I've understood correctly, the motivation for setting up a non-profit organization was mainly because you weren't so it you could raise your own money. Well, that was a consideration, also that you could choose what you did and you had more control over the kind of projects you took up.
Yes, that was the thing, yes.
Okay. I was curious about the names. So both EnviroSearch and the name for the nonprofit. Do you remember how you came up with those names?
That is all entirely Jayant's
Okay.
idea. And even the logo he has designed. So, I would give credit to him entirely for that.
So Prachin, would you like to stop here?
Yes, I think, yeah. No,
Okay.
because this sounds logical. No, we've come till WRCS and.
We could take up the more about the founding of the organization and how you got interested in
Yes.
owls maybe in the next session.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll just stop the recording and we can continue to maybe chat just for a few minutes.